Echava deise besoni el navehavi Eves Eliyahu hanavi Ameitz v'chazek rif yavon yadi Oy barech melachti v'chol mavadi Go ali li zechor an yu mirudi Tivarcha ha'atov hakem odidi Hava reitzu shilach Ay vive samach levavi I tuv chate v'saba oli v'yoki Avam v'shichi I li'im o'shavi I eves Eliyahu Eliyahu anavi I left them left all over the bush. Missane yeheze ye rev ye bush. Nive har seir bekar of tich bush. I say be salon yigdal. Be ye rav sibi. Kar of Tigale Tiyom Timale Mea Mele Kiyas Melech Ravaz Nahale Shakein Tishakein Ay Bebe Sochaino Eselia
Masai, 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 masai Moishe's here. Now we can really start talking.
He's serious now.
He's serious. Okay. So, we know, and I'm sure a lot of us have heard, especially if you have any shastra of Weinberger, that we see this more by Dafka, by the Chassidim, definitely by my Rebbe, or Rubenstein, and for sure by Rav Motel. There's a big union of Sipuri Tzadikim, Sipuri Masios. So, Lamaisa, it's nice, right? If a person's a ishchitzoni, it's like nice, it's cute to hear stories. But why is it such a, like, why are tzaddikim spending, why do Rav Nachman write a sefer called Sipurim Masios, right? Why are tzaddikim osek in telling stories? Right, what's going on here? So just maybe, again, this is definitely not... I don't have the rishus to be speaking about what tzaddikim do, but just to mechazik it, just to see if there's something here. Again, like we spoke about before, that again, to realize that everything that goes on, there's avoda to it, and there's primus to it, and then you have to know that. But dafka, tzaddikim say, and svarim say, dafka motzi shabbos, the avoda motzi shabbos is telling sipuri of tzaddikim. Stories of tzaddikim, I know I got this chus for the past, not this year, even though today for Shal Shiris, I had Rav Matal Zilber's challah. Someone brought me back challah from Malka from 2 weeks ago, so that was Shal Shiris, my wife today, and Menachem Yisrael.
A challah roll.
I still have a little bit left. I'm not sure what I'll use it for. Maybe for Menachem Yisrael's wedding in a couple of years, right? I don't know. Or at the Suda when he doesn't go on the plane tomorrow. All right. Oh. So anyway, so by Ramatul from Lav Malka.
You use my tuition saver.
Oh, MS. But by Mlam Maka, by the Rebbe, his mama, she just tells stories for like 2 hours. It's so givaldic. But Dafka, by Motzei Shabbos. I'm Motzei Shabbos Dafka. So there's a mice with the Rishner. We said this last week, but say it again, it's always good to say it with the Rishner. Is that there's a saying that on Motzei Shabbos, to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which that was Baal Shem Tov's Negi just now, right? So again, Motzi Shabbos, to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov, is a skula for Parnassah. Okay? So the Rishner heard this, and he said that not just is one of those statements wrong, not just two, all three of those statements are completely wrong. They're true but wrong. So what does that mean? Why? He says, not only is on Motzi Shabbos tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov, but all the time tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov is skula for Parnassah. Said not just to tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov, but all the time, and all tzaddikim is a school for Parnassah. Says and not just is that, but rather all the time to tell stories about all the tzaddikim is a school for everything. Right? So about Bedafka, when we have, you know, we don't have so much time during the week, but Bedafka, when Chevra gets together on Motzi Shabbos, it's always good to tell stories about all the tzaddikim. Bedafka about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So maybe we'll tell one at the end about the Baal Shem Tov. So, but the question is, why Sipurei Tzaddikim? That's about the Baal Shem Tov right there. And we're just saying the Baal Shem Tov's things, it's good enough. Why Sipurei Tzaddikim? Right, what's the Indian? So if you look, in the Kutim Aran, Rav Nachman has a couple of Torahs on this, but in the Kutim Aran, Torah Resh Mem Ches. Torah Resh Mem Ches. It says like this. It says, Duh. She Sipurei Maisios Mi Tzaddikim Hu Davar Godem Ol. Telling stories about Tzaddikim is a very, especially in the world of Chabad, for sure, right? A lot of a big mesorah of that. Right, dash spuri ma'asios mitzadikim who davar gadol ma'od. Right, telling over stories of tzadikim is not. It's a very very big thing. Ki aide sipurim mitzadikim, telling over stories about tzadikim, nisorer v'nislahev halev. Right, your heart awakens and it sets itself on fire. Behisoras gadol. Right, it has a crazy huge awakening. La Hashem yisbarach becheshek nimrat ma'od. Right? With unbelievable fire from awakening. You ever hear Rav Weinberger tell a Maisa? Right? You hear Rav Weinberger tell a Maisa? Set on fire. You hear Rav Motel Zilber tell a Maisa? You hear Rav Rubenstein tell a Maisa? You hear Rav Moshe Tzvi? Sets you on fire. Ki harashimu she'asa osa tzadik she'amesapri mena. Because the roshem, because the mark that the tzadik that you're speaking about left, aide avodaso es Hashem Yisbarach, through his avoda, right? You're speaking about his avoda, zos harashimu, that mark that he left, that stain that he left, it awakens, right? That or that his auras from the tzaddik awakens when you speak about the tzaddik. So just now I spoke at the original. So the original was just ma'orer within us. And it's mamash ma'orer you with a crazy longing and awakening for the borei olam. Right? So we see that's not small. Those are big time words. And Rav Nachman doesn't use those words very easily. Right? Those are big time words telling about sipuri tzaddikim. Right, that Sipur Tzadikim is not an avoda for little girls. It's not an avoda for little shana off guys. It's an avoda for Tzadikim. You know, it's big stuff. And Tzadikim are very careful with it also. By my Rebbe, by Rav Matal, he tells the Maisim exactly how his Rebbe told it. He even told us he uses the exact same hand gestures. Right, by Dafka in the world of, I think in the world of Slanim, when they tell over Maisim, they're very medactic to get every single part right. They're very careful with it. Yeah, I wish I knew the Maisim well enough, but they're very, very careful with how they say them over, right? Because they're big things. Very, very big things. If you look, the whole Sefer Bereishis, and even now, what's going on? One could look at it and be like, there's a story going on. So now, if you're an Ish Chitzoni, and you're a very physical person, and a person who's only Pshat-oriented, what do you see? Oh, it's a nice storybook. The Torah is a beautiful storybook, right? That's what it looks like. Right, Ma'isa Avos Sim Labanim. Right, we know the concept of Derech Eretz Kadam La Torah. So now we know that we're all believers here that there's Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. So whatever you see going on in Pshat, you know obviously that there's something else going on here. Right. So Chevra, listen to this very carefully. Baruch Hashem went to the mikvah today, so I think we should open this up. It's only gets quoted here, but Chevra, listen to this very carefully. Listen what the Zohar Kadosh says. Sefer Zohar, it's da Bahloscha Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amar Aleph. Okay, listen to what he says. B'tchili ruchimu. Rabbi Shimon Amar. Voy lahu barnash de Amar de ha'oraisa asa lachaza sipurin ba'ama umilin de hedjiot. Oy, we'll read the parish matok and dvash. Oy le osa adam sh'omer sh'a Torah ba laros ulusaper sipurin ba'ama. Right, voy. Disgusting to a person who just says that the Torah is just telling us random stories. That what is just simple things that are going on, just pshat oriented, right? Dihachi afilu bismana da anon yachlin the mebar or raisa the meal the hadjut. Tay. Ubishivcha yatir mikulu. Shim kain, if that's the case, afil bizman hazeh, ani yuchol ma'asos Torah b'dvarim pshutim. Then what? Then we can make up our own Torah with simple things too. Ubishemach v'yofi yosem, we call sipurim shebetorah. We can make them nicer also. Klomar b'malos yiseros k'vish seich anoshi. We can make them much more attractive to a person's mind. Ve'od, ilatza mila da'ama, ima Torah ba rakaros u'sapre divrei yam shalom. If it's just come to tell us things that happen in the world, it's just a history book. Afil inon kafsire da'ama is beinayu milin ilan yatir. Afil osma sarim vishatune olam sheish lem sefer divrei yamim yishbem devarim chashuvim o'ilim yosir lemon mehem chachm musar. Right? You think there's a lot more that I can learn from this. Ihachi nezel abasrayu v'nabe minayu oraisa ka'agabna. Imkein, nelech achreyem v'nasa mehem Torah kidugmasam. I'll just make up my own Torah. I could tell also a history book of the past 20 years. I could also make a whole Torah, no? Ela vadai, chaver, listen to this. Kol milin d'oraisa, milin ilan inun v'razin ilan. Kol divrei Torah. Every single thing you see in the Torah. Everything. Gama sipurim. The whole Sefer Bereishis, whole Sefer Shmos that we have until now. Hey, minyanim nisgavim v'sodos halyonim gedolim. Mamash sode sodos, chevra, what's going on here? You think that Leah and Rachel is just stam what's going on? Right? Open up a Sif Seichein and you see that what? That is not pshat at all. It's not simple at all. You think that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is just like, okay, they're very nice son, grandfather, and father. Right? We know that there's things really deep going on. Tachazei. Alma ilav alma tata bechad maskala as iskalu. Right, the upper world and lower world are on one scale. They're equal to each other. And that whatever's going on above has a dugma below. Yisrael asata malachi ilai. That what we're down here and the malachim are up there. Malachi ilai k'sibahu osem malachav ruchos shakarish baruch hu barosam ruchos below guf gashmi. We know malachim, they don't have any gashmis to them. So when they come down to this world, like for example with Avram and the Malachim, right? Those are Malachim, but what? They were dressed as regular people. If they weren't dressed as simple people, if they came down as Malachim, they wouldn't be able to be in this world. Why? And we wouldn't be able to handle them. They're Malachim. Right, we would die from them, and they would die from being here. So therefore, what they put on levushim, that they look like the regular people. Viba malachikach. If that's so with the malachim, oraisa de bara luhu bara amik kulu v'kaim begina. HaTorah, the Torah that created the malachim and created all the olamas and creates everything. Al achas kam v'kam akevin le'nachas l'hayama. Since the Torah has to come into this world, right? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah to this world. If the Torah doesn't take on the levushim of this world, so it wouldn't be able to handle its kedusha. Wouldn't be able to handle the secrets that are going on there. As long as we're in a guf, you can't really misgab. You can't understand anything ruchnius. Which itself is a very big Indian right there. As long as you're a goof, you won't be able to understand anything ruchnius. But if you make yourself the neshama, like we learned the other night from the Or Gedaliah, then you can understand these things. But what do you see? That just as a malach comes to the world, it dresses up. A Torah which created the malach, what happens? Has to come into this world. Has to dress up at kevyachol in this world. What's that? Vada hai sipure de oraisa levusha da oraisa ihu. Vake sipur hazesh b'torah hu levusha al-torah. The stories that we have in the Torah, what is that? That's the levusha of the Torah. Which means that what? That there's the biggest secrets going on in there. Man dechashiv da hu levusha ihu oraisa mamish lo mila achara. Person who thinks that this is the Torah mamish and there's nothing else underneath it. Tipa ruchei. Tipach v'teitze ruchei v'ivir. You should die. So intense. You should die. If you have no chelik alom haba. Begin kach. Amar David, that's why David Melk says, Gal einai v'abita neflof torasecha. Hainu she'ezke lahabit, that I should be zoch resi. Ma titchos levusha da raisa. Mashu tachas levusha Torah. What's underneath the clothing of the Torah. Dainu asodos ha-mechusim b'sipur Torah. They want to receive the secrets that are going on there. First of all, it's interesting, it says Gal einai, no? Gal is Lag, Lag ba'omer, Shaykh is there, yeah? Which is the day of Pnimiyus Torah. That what? What I should see, that the stories aren't just some stories. That there's real stuff going on here. So too is it with Sipur Tzadikim. That what? There's real inyanim going on here with the Sipur Tzadikim. Rav Nachman has a Torah in the Kut Maran where he speaks about what? That Sipur Tzadikim is a skula to what? For a woman who has trouble giving birth, it's a skula for her to give birth. Why Sipur Tzadikim? What's going on there? Because these are real things, Chavra. There are things that Tzadikim were osik in big time. If you look at the beginning of Rav Nachman's stories, right? Just a nice hakdama that Rav Chaim Kramer gives to us. Listen to this. Where is it? Here. I'll just read from here. He's quoting from the Kutim Aran Torah Samach. There are many who have fallen to this deep sleep. Some people believe they are serving Hashem, but they're really sleeping. The years pass by, and what are they left with in the end? Nothing. There are others who are in such a deep slumber that they don't even know that they're asleep, right? No? Unfortunately, yeah? People don't even know. So Rav Nachman says in the Kutim Aran, said the only way that we can wake people up is how? Is only through stories. Like Rav Nachman said, you know, he says, you want to know what the difference between us and the Goyim are? Says the Goyim, they tell their kids stories, why? To put them to sleep. We tell our kids stories, why? To wake us up. But that's the whole Nekudah, Chevra, is that Sipur Tzadikim, it wakes us up like we just saw from Rabbeinu. The Torah is a powerful light which can illuminate even the thickest darkness. Just as a person who has been deprived of light for a long time, he must not expose himself to glaring sunlight all of a sudden. Right? I mean, Torah is an aura. It's called Torah aura. Aura zu Torah. So what happens? We haven't learned 18 years, 20 years, we haven't learned Torah. So we can't just jump into it and think we're going to get it all. Right? You can't just turn on lights, it blinds you. So too, one who is ignorant of Torah can only be exposed to it in a veiled form first. It has to be veiled. Right? The veil of Torah is the Maisim, is the Sipuri Maisios. These stories are a gate which is accessible even to those who are still infinitely far from God. The stories can awaken and revive them. The what is it? The Sipur Tzadikim are supposed to ma'or us. The what? They ma'or us for Avodas Hashem. They waken us up. They fire us up for Avodas Hashem. Like Rav Nachman said, Torah Rish Memches. The what? That it's not just stam. They're coming from the highest, highest places. Chavra, you know why Rav Nachman said Sipuri Maisios at the end of his life? He says, what? Because I can't tell you these secrets because you won't understand any of them. So I have to dress them up in Levushim. So we know in the Sfiros, we know if Keser Chachma Bina, Chesed Gvurah Tferes Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. So what's the highest? Keser. Right? So we take Gematria, Sipurei Tzadikim. So Sipurei is 366 and Tzadikim is 254. What do you get? Yaakov Moshe. 366 and 254. Close.
620.
Gematria Keser. Sipuri Tzadikim is Gematria Keser, which is the highest. Has to be nice also, I'll tell you a secret, yeah? The trick is you always have to get one above a Malik, yeah? For example, the Ramah, the Eitzah that Ramah gives in Shulchan Aruch, that he says what? Yosemi Limundo, Ramah, that's our Ramah, is Gematria 241, right? Because that's a safe way to get above a Malik, right? It's just that's a Purim Torah right there. This is another Purim Torah, right? So what's Gematria? Haman, Ha'agata Ben Hamdasa. Haman, Hamdasa. You made me lose my train of thought, right? Haman, Haman, Hamdasa, Haman, Hamdasa, Ben Hagagi. Now, how's it go? Haman, Ben Hamdasa, Hagagi.
619.
No. Yeah, you got it?
I think it's because that's the Gematria my name.
Oh yeah, that's right, it is, that's right, yeah, yeah. There you go. So Haman, that's right, I told you that before. So Haman ben Hamdasa Hagagi is Gematria 619. So one above that, which takes it down, is what? Sipurei Tzadikim. Sipurei Tzadikim is one above that. Haman.
The babies are saying
Sipurei Tzadikim. He's right, he's not right. Nah, we gotta lift him up a little bit. We gotta lift him. Ready? Right? It's practice. Come on. No. See, Yeshua Baruch got it right. We have Sipur Tzadikim with us.
That's right.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's gonna clap. Yeah, I think it's gonna get me. Vayavo, come on. Okay, Gavali, no? Should we just lay the Megillah now? Should we start? Should we just have fun now?
Downstairs towels over here.
Yeah, right. Should we do it right here? Can you imagine people walking in the morning and be like, what are you guys doing? Like, Misha.
Yeah.
Like, why is there wine all the time? What are you talking about?
You know? I don't know.
Yeah? So, Sipur Tzadikim is Gematria Keser, yeah? So, if you look, this Parsha Bashalach, coming up to. Right? Vayosh Hashem vayamahu. Esham yatzayim vayar Yisrael Shemayim. Mesa sasayam. Vayar Yisrael Sigerala. Vasher Hashem Shemayim. What's the next words? Vayaminu Vashem uve Moshe Abdo. What's the nekuda there, Chavra? What's the trick there? Is that we had a moon in Hashem, but who else did we have a moon in? We had a moon in Moshe. That's why what's much of Vayiru? Vav Yud Yud Resh Aleph Vav.
Oh, 233.
Matcha Eitz HaChaim. That's Eitz HaChaim. What? We were mizdab Eitz HaChaim. That's why. How do you know it's Eitz HaChaim? Because you know that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Rubenstein told this to us, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael, he says, "What? Well, look for a tree. Look for an Eitz." So Rashi said, I'm not sure if it's Rashi or it's a Medrash says that what? Who was that Eitz? That Eitz was Eov. He told him to find the Tzaddik. And then he says the tzaddik is the bechin of Eitz HaChaim. That's why what's gematria Yosef? You spell Yosef and Miloy. So Yosef and Miloy is gematria Eitz HaChaim. And Yosef is the tzaddik. Now what sipur tzaddikim also? That's the name of, that's being mezdavik to Eitz HaChaim, chevra. Vayaminu ba'Hashem Moshe Abdo. Has to be just b'derek rem, as I'll tell you now something nice. Vayaminu ba'Hashem is gematria 151. It's gematria mikvah. Yeah, so when you have a moon in Hashem, that's the mikvah. Uve Moshe Abdo. Is Gematria 435 is Gematria Mashiach ben David. So you have Mikvah and Mashiach ben David there. And together, Vayaminu ba'Hashem, Moshe Avdo, is Gematria Shofar. And it's also Gematria Tefillah ben Miloy. Alright? Yeah. Okay? Yeah, so it goes like this. Okay? So, I'll tell you three Meisim right now. So the Meisim with the cut skirt. Schus Yogen Aleinu. Here we go. Oh, I forgot to tell you a message from before, but it's okay. So the message of the Katzkin on this past week's Parsha. This week's coming Parsha, sorry. Parsha Peshah, let me find it. So here we go. So the Pasuk says, by Chris Yamsov, it says, Matitzak Eli, Darber al Bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Right, Hashem says, Moshe, why are you screaming to me? Right, Atika Talia Mosa, go. So then the Katzkin says, Yeshnam Tzadikim, Hatzoakim Tamid, L'Kavish Baruch Hu, Shevi Yisrael Mashiach. They're tzaddikim, always screaming Hashem. Hashem, bring Mashiach. Hashem, bring Mashiach. The Katzker and the Katzker dig away says like this. Vani Tama. Madu b'makom zos einam tzoakim l'Yisrael u'mizrazim osam sheshuvu b'tshuva shleim melei yavo Mashiach. He says, why are they wasting time screaming at Hashem to bring Mashiach? Why don't they scream at Klal Yisrael and say, do tshuva? Scream people to fix their ways. Davar zeh merumaz b'kasav mash omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Malcha kitz tetzakalai. Why are you screaming to me? Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Says, don't scream at me. Scream at them to do something. So the nekuda is the chevra. I think it's an important nekuda. Is that what? It's not enough just to be ma'orer. It's not enough just to tell sipur tzadikim and to be ma'orer. We have to take that into avoda. I mean, what it can't just be, okay, you know what? We'll believe in Moshe and then Gula is going to come. Gula is going to come if we have a moon in our tzadikim for sure. But also it requires us to do stuff. We have to do avoda too. Right? That says, Ein Melech B'li'am. And we know that the tzaddikim are called Malach, like the Berditchever says this past week. Right? Like the Berditchever, Mursvi says, Pshat, Melech Malchei Amlachim. That Hashem is the Melech, who is the Melech on top of the Malachim. And the Malachim is talking to the tzaddikim are called Malachim. Is that what requires us to do our avodah too? That what? We have to take our awakenings, but then put it into like tomorrow's Seder. If we wake up for morning Seder tomorrow, right? It should be strong. That we should be fired. We should fire up other people also in Avodas Hashem. That's not just enough to have an Soros. Like Rav Nachman says, V'libi chala b'kirbi. You have to put a chala into your lev, which is your ratzon, to do Avodah. Rav Nachman says in Torah Memtes. There's another Maisa here. On the Pasuk, V'aminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdom. Yeah? V'aminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdom. Someone's going to write this down for Yaakov Moshe. Yeah? Okay. Alright, so listen to what he says. Maisa, I think also with the Katzker, this is a Givaldi Maisa. Chavra, should we just go straight until he misses his flight?
What do you think? You go close enough and he'll fall asleep.
Anyway. Yeah, fall asleep, right? No, the mice are going to wake him up. Unless he's still holding the helmet, you know? Chavra, this is what it says, okay? Maisa that says this is Parsha, V'ayaminu ba'Hashem uv Moshe Avda. So, there's a Maisa that a poor person came to the Katzker one time and said that, Rebbe, I need money to marry off my daughter. So listen to what happens. Nasano Rabbi Michta Rav Hagvir Rabbi Moshe Chaim Rutenberg. So the Kotzker gave him a letter. It says, go take this to Rav Moshe Chaim. Achiv Shagon Achidush Arim, grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Says, go and give him this and he'll help you out for the wedding. Kisei Sa'ani Yisragla Meir Li'ir Achibale Lichint Shin was the make a place of the makom of the place of the where the guy lived. So the Ani had a crazy travel there. Vasarya Shal Beso. Halakiblu B'Seir Panim Yafos. Right when he got to Moshe Chaim greeted him so nicely. Said, "Oh, so good to see you." And he gave him the note from the Kotzker. So he looks at the note. And Moshe Chaim, the Achashkar, the Mechtav, Hotz Mikiso Davar Mu'ir, took a little bit and gave him what? Gave him a ruble. Now this guy needed thousands of rubles and he gave him one ruble. Hishtomihani, he was shocked. Ki Otzos Haderech Alu Harbe Yoser. Says, the amount of struggle I just had to come to get to you was much more than this. Milvara Torach Shebenisya, Vikasha Tachlis, the Tarch Achasna. I need money for the wedding. Ain't no Af Pruta, I don't even have a Pruta. But anything he said didn't work. Didn't give him anything. And he was mamish, he was down, he was sad, and he had nothing. When he left, Rav Moshe Chaim went out and bought all the money, bought this, bought that, he bought all the stuff for the guy's wedding. Right? And Rav Moshe Chaim sat out in the carriage, and all of a sudden he caught up to the ani. Right? So the Ani sees him with all the wedding stuff, all the hotels, all the stuff needed for the wedding. Taman, the Ani was shocked. Shalas Rabbi Moshe Chaim, yes, Rabbi Moshe Chaim. Mikavan shebenkach benkach nasan li kvod av yad chrechava. So now that you went and got me all the money I needed and everything, imke namazek garam li agmas nefesh bechinam. Why'd you have to pay me so much? You know, you could have just done this to the first and not have give me all the stress. Whoever listen to this. Hey, Shalas Rabbi Moshe Chaim. Moshe Chaim answered, agid lecha, chavivi. Let me tell you something, my friend. As Tom, why I did this? Kasha yala michta me'asaraf agadol mikotzk. Ela nadiv Rav Moshe Chaim, when I saw that what? That you had the letter from the Kotzker. Shechachta el nachon. Ki yesh elokim b'Yisrael. I saw that you forgot that what? That there was a God in Klal Yisrael. That you thought that the Kotzker was God. Lachin ratzisi laroz lecha shetiptach ba'Hashem. I wanted to teach you the what? That you have to make sure you don't lose your emunah in Hashem. V'atah sol b'Yisrael Hashem. And now you can go. What was he teaching him? Is that what? That sometimes when we forget about Hashem and things, right? We have to make sure that we know that what? That when you go to kever, we're not holding by the kavanos, the yichudim, by the kever tzaddikim. So what? We dive into Hashem. It's chista tzaddikim. Right? We have to know that what? Always realize that what? Just as you go to tzaddikim, don't forget that you could dive into Hashem also. People sometimes think that, you know, what does the kotel mean? It's only what's there. Technically, that's where the Shekhinah is at. That's where Hashem's bias is. You know? So just as we want to go to Meiron, which I'm the first person to tell you, I would love to go there every day. Meiron, Tzvas, Uman. We just have to remember what? That also you can go to the Kaisel. Right? Go right there. Borealm's everywhere. And we know what we say about Hashem. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. That what? If it's only about going to Uman Hashana, and it's only about going to Meiron, but we never think about Hashem, then it's all not worth it. Because the Tzadikim are doing everything just what? For Kavod Shemayim. So the kud is that the biggest schus, the biggest way we look good in the tzaddikim's eyes is how? When we merchazik in our amun and Hashem. Like we said before, v'aminu b'Hashem is gematria mikvah. That's what's mitaher us. Right? Our amun and Hashem. Amun and mamash brings us everywhere, chevra. This is what it's all about. And now, because it's the yirtzah of the Sfas Emes, the one might say about the Sfas Emes. That the Sfas Emes at his Pesach Seder, yeah, at his Pesach Seder, he was sitting, I think it was with the Imre Emes, yeah? So now, the Sfas Emes is doing a lot of, you know, what's part of the Indian on the El Seder? What do you do for the kids? You make them ask questions, right? You do weird things. So Sfas Emes was doing all types of weird things. Right? Just to someone ask, what are you doing? And his son just sat there quietly. And he kept doing this and this, and he realized nothing was happening. So the son was doing anything. So okay, he's like, maybe I have to switch it up. So he started doing another crazy thing. And again, the son was just like, just sat there. Just want to make sure I get the mice right. Right, so again, the son just sat there and said, like, good. And the Sfas Emes again, he's like, you know, I'm going to give him one more chance. It did like the craziest thing. And the son just sat there again. And the Sfas Emes goes over to his son and says, Nu, don't you realize that I'm doing such weird things? He's like, yeah, I realize. So why didn't you ask me anything? So why didn't you ask anything? He says, because I know that you're a tzaddik. I know that you're the biggest tzaddik in the world. So I don't have any questions on what you do, because I know that everything you do is with Kavana. So the Sasemis' son, what was he, Makir? He knew that, what? I don't have to question my father, because I knew everything he's doing is big. But that's our avodah also with tzaddikim. It's chevra, like Rav Nachman, Rav Nassim speaks out everywhere. Is that what? Rav Nachman says, the ikr is, have a moon in all the tzaddikim. Daven for the tzaddikim. That hopefully, then what? We don't know what machluk tzaddikim is. We don't know why different tzaddikim machluk on another one. But it's not our aim to get involved in that. Right? The nekudah is the what? Be ma'am and tzaddikim and daven for them. To know that what? We don't have to ask questions. Because everything the tzaddikim are doing, lemaisa, they're doing it. They're doing the Shem Shemayim. Lemaisa, and even if it looks like they're not doing the Shem Shemayim, we don't know anything. Right, I'll tell you two more maisim, yeah? There's a maisa with, there was the famous fight, right? The famous machlokas of, I think it's Yonasan Eibschitz and Yaakov Emden, right? They had a big time machlokas. So back in the day, there were no tzaddikim pictures, back in the day. So one time, Yonasan Eibschitz was walking in the street, and he saw a couple of bakrim talking about how disgusting the Yonasan Eibschitz is, how he's wrong, and machlokas, blah, 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 blah. So they didn't know who Yonasan Eibschitz was. So he goes over to them, he's like, let me ask you a question. He says again, if this is like in the middle of the winter, it wasn't even close to Pesach. He says, can I ask you a question about the Pesach Seder? Like, sure. Like, let me ask you about Chag Gadya. He says, okay. So what's the story? So first you have a sheep, and the cat comes and eats the sheep. And eats the sheep, kills the sheep. So who's the bad guy?
Cat.
Cat's the bad guy. Okay, you're getting cat for us. So then the dog comes and kills the cat. Who's the good guy? The dog, right? The dog took, right? So then how does it work? The stick came and hit the dog, right? So who's the bad guy?
The stick.
The stick's the bad guy. Why? Because the dog was the good guy, right? And then comes and the fire burns the stick, right? So who's the good guy? Fire's the good guy. Then the water comes, takes out the fire. Who's the... Water's the bad guy. Bad guy now, right?
Water's the bad guy.
Water's the bad guy, okay? Then the ox comes and drinks the water. Who's the good guy?
Ox.
Then the farmer comes and kills the ox.
Farmer's a bad guy.
So who's the bad guy? And then the Mach Mavis comes and kills the farmer.
Mavis is a good guy.
No, and then Hashem comes and kills the Mach Mavis.
Hashem's the bad guy.
Whoa. Hashem's the bad guy. And the kids are like, Hashem. We don't know. And he's like, who's the bad guy? He says, I'll tell you who the bad guy is. The dog's the bad guy. So why is the dog the bad guy? Because the dog had no reshus to get involved in the machlokas of the cat and the sheep. That's why. So you don't get involved with other machlokas because you don't know. Right? There's a mice also with one of the Tamid and the Rapshitzer. That the Rapshitzer had a big machlokas versus like the Ger Hasidim. Right? Whatever, he's machlok on the Ger Hasidim. So it was one of Tamid and the Rapshitzer was one time in, I heard this from Ramatel, was one time in, I think it was Rebutal, I think. Right? He was one time walking like a Ger based measures. And guys were talking about, the Bachram talking about, what's the Rav Shitzer's Indian with the Gerer? Why does he have so many tainas on him? Why he's speaking about the Rav, so what's wrong with him? Why does he do this? So he walks up to the Bachram and says, can I tell you something? The Rav Shitzer wasn't mechulak on people like you. Don't worry. So what? Tzaddikim are dealing with Mamish Shemayim, like we said before. Tzipur Tzaddik is Machi Keser. Tzaddikim know what they're doing, Chavra, but the Iker is what? By Aminu Bashem Moshe Avdo. To have a moon in the Tzaddikim. And Dam, the Tzaddikim should be successful in what they're doing. Because the Tzaddikim are the ones who mashpia tov to us. Like we say, right? We know that each one of the spheres, right? Chesed, Gvura, Teres, Netzach, Hori, Son, Machlis, okay? So you have like this. We say every day, things that when you say this tomorrow, we say, Vayvar Tavet. Lecha Hashem HaGdula, Gdula corresponds to Chesed, Gagvura, Atferes, Netzach, Vahod, Chichol, Bashemayim, Vaharet, Lecha Hashem HaMlacha. Where's Yisod? Again, Lecha Hashem Gdula, Gvura, Atferes, Netzach, Vahod, Chichol, Bashemayim, where's Yisod? Yisod's Nikra Kol, Tzadik Nikra Kol. What? The tzaddik has everything. He's kol everything. Kichol b'shemayim v'aretz. The tzaddikim are the ones who mashpia. Right? The os vav corresponds to the sixth sphira, right? Is what? Sixth sphira is yisod. That's where the os vav is the one that's what? It's b'kasha shemayim v'aretz. It's a letter of the connects. That's what tzaddikim are doing. So the voda is the what? Especially on the yirtzeh, the Baba Sani, which was last night. Voda yirtzeh svas emes, moshleib sasever, b'schusiv moshe staying with us, b'siyat v'shemayim. Right? She was zochah mikasher tzaddikim, real tzaddikim, and to be megal tzaddikim in herself, and have a moon in the Bashem of Akadosh, and moon in Moshe Rabbeinu, and moon in the Iker, moon in what? Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Abdo, b'siyat Hashemayim, b'zochah latay, b'yom shkul Shabbos, mnucha, l'chai olim, l'kavut Shabbos, koidesh.